Yeah, Roman 65.
My time tumoksiv boke arayas. So the memory that we have is Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav. Sora soito asuro. My time tumoksiv boke arayas. So we mentioned Shitas Rashi, Teisves, the Rashbo, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Meiri, the Ritvo, all of the Rishonim learned that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, that not only that she's potur, not only that she patters the tzoro, the halacha is that tzoro soito, she's potur miyibum vechalitza. The Chiddush is two Chiddushim. One Chiddush that she patters the tzoro, but there's another Chiddush, chutz from the Chiddush that she patters the tzoro, is a Chiddush that she herself is potur miyibum vechalitza. Just the Ramban fragt of them. We'll have to miyash of the Ramban in the Hemshah. Fragt the Ramban of them. So the Lashon HaGemara is not the right Lashon. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav had to say, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, Soito Pturo Miyibum Vechalitza. Why Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav says, Sora Soito Asuro? That's in the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Soito is Pturo Miyibum Vechalitza. There's another Chiddush that she patters the Tzora. So it's three Chiddushim. So why you pick this only one Chiddush? That she patters the Tzora. Why you skip the Chiddush that Tzora Soito Asur? That Tzora Soito herself is potu. Second Kasha, Fred Ramban, Tzora Soito Asuro, Tzora Soito Pturo. Tzora Soito Asuro, Tzora Soito Pturo. She's potu from Yibum V'chalitza. Asuro is not mashma from Yibum V'chalitza. These are the two Kashas. Aber mikol mekayim, the Rishonim behelem discusses, and the Rishonim say that Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav, she's potu, Saifim Yibum, and Saifim Chalitza, and she patters the Tzora. And the Teisves by us, and Teisves in Soito, and the Rishonim, they ask a kasha, mitzad Sheini, and the Gemara and Soito is a Mishne, and the Mishne speaks about Sofek Soito, and the Gemara says, Nichnem Soima Leseisa, Choyletzes, Veloi Misi Abemes. So on a Sofek Soito, שתי תחולצס ולא עם יסי הבמס. So these are the two kash. So במילה, פרגים הראשונים, ביוס we say that she's פורטו מייבום וחליצה, and מסך תסויטו שתי תחולצס ולא עם יסי הבמס. So, what is the difference? Why in סויטו סופק is חולצס ולא עם יסי הבמס? And ביוס, she's פורטו מייבום וחליצה. And all the ראשונים say the same terets. מסך תסויטו is סויטו סופק. Saita Safek is no tumaksiv boke arayis. It's le'acher v'leil yavam, it's a kal v'choymer. So there is chaletzes v'leil misya bemes. Bayos is tumaksiv boke arayis, she's potter and gantz. So be'etzem, the shit as all of the Rishonim, before they go to the Pratim, is that be'etzem tumaksiv boke arayis, she's the erve, she's potter mi'ibum v'chalitza. Her erve patters from ibum v'chalitza, completely. So Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav says that she's tumaksiv boke arayis, she's potter mi'ibum v'chalitza, she and the tzoro. Kasha de Lashonis. The Gemara and Soito et of a Sofik Soito. It's not too maximal Kaharayas. If it's not too maximal Kaharayas, dear the Aloch is Choletzes Velay Misya Bemetz. Poshe. Zog de Rosh, we said. Aval Arayvet Zal Kosav, the Sugi de Shmais in Muchach, that a Soito Vadai is Choletzes Velay Misya Bemetz. Choletzes Velay Misya Bemetz. Sugi de Shmais in Muchach, that the Saito is Choletzes V'lei Misi HaBemetz. We have to know where Sugi D'Shmais in Muchach. What does that say? Sugi D'Shmais in Muchach that Choletzes V'lei Misi HaBemetz. Frekt the Rosh. And our Sugi is Muchach that she's not Choletzes. We also have to know where. Zog the Rosh. The Raivet didn't mean our Sugi. He meant the Sugi and Saito. And Sugiya Saita Shtet Choletzes V'lei Misi HaBemetz. By us, it's Pturo Legamre. And the Raiva Lundel is a Machleikes. Ilu Yisra Lebaal, Milo Yiboye Get, Hashtanami Yiboye Chalitze. So the Raivad, as I said, the Rosh. The Raivad learns that the Sugya and Soito and the Sugya by us, both of them have two Maksibo Ke'arayas. There's no different Sofek and Vaday. Why? Because he does Sofek and Vaday. Does the Shita Saraivad that the Yesod of Soito is Sofek and Vaday? Now the Sugya and Soito learns, Choyletzas Vulemis Yabemes, Ilu Yisse Lebaal, Milo Yeboye Get, Hashto Nami Boye Chalitze. Our Sugya learns that she's Potter and Gans. Machlekes HaSugya. So no, the Tamsis Advarim, I have this clue. Zog the Rosh, the Raivad learned, Be'etzem, both of them, two Maksibo Ke'arayas, Losh and Raivad, Avagav, the two Maksibo Ke'arayas, but it's Machlekes HaSugyas. The Sugya in Soito learns, Choyletzes V'lo Mis Yabemes, the Sugya by us learns, Eino Choyletzes V'eino Mit Yabemes. I, both of them have two Maksibo Ke'arayas, Zog the Rosh, Machlekes HaSugyas. And we explained yesterday, in the Mahalach from Rebel Chonon, that he said in the Machlekes HaSugyas is, the Sugya and Soito learns Tumuk Simbo Ke'arayas really is not written Klape de Baal. Klape de Yavam. It's written Klape de Baal. Nistar of Enitmo, she's also on the Baal. So why she's also on the Yavam? Because the Mutal on the Esra, but also on the Koshigan, he goes into a step, he goes into Bimkoimo, he takes over the issues. Mele zog de gmore, ilu yisel le baal, he would need to give a get. So when you take instead, you come ashtot him, you come instead of him, you come in the shoes, you take over the issues, you need a chalitza. Mashaeg in the sugma yos learns to maksibo ke'arayis, it's a direct pasuk, klapei de yavam, it's a drosha. As they be, erbe is patu meibum, he is patu meibum. If it's a drosha, so you patu meibum ve chalitza. This is be'etzem, the shlav aleph of tzursa de shmaise. So shlav aleph of tzursa de shmaise. Now what, let me start with the Dvorim, we'll see Mamesh, everything, Yovel al Mekoyim, Mamesh, it's Mamesh Meduktek Lehafli. But the Rishonim say, our Sugya is Potum Yimu V'chalitza is Meduyek. Tzor HaSoyta Asur Yimu V'chalitza. Why? Tumak Sibu Ke'arayis, Patas and Gansen. I have a Sugya and Soyta, Soyta Sofik doesn't have a Tumah Bichlal, Le'achav Le'le Yovam is Chalitza. When it's Tumah, it's Ptur and Gansen. Why Rav didn't say it? E'oret. The Raivad learns no, both Sugis learn to Maksibo Ke'arayis. Here with Teres Vadai, there with Torah Sofek Vadai, both of them have to Maksibo Ke'arayis. Just the Sugis there learns as a Svore, Ilu Yisrael Baal, Mile Boy Get, Ashtanami Boy Chalitza, that's the Svore. But the Tumah comes over from the Baal, so as even the Baal needs to give a get, the Yavam needs to give a Chalitza. And the Sugis by us learns to Maksibo Ke'arayis as a direct Pasuk and the Yavam, but Mele it's Potter and Gans. Now, let me gain Shlovim Kaseidah. The Rosh bought the Raivad. Now, when we see the Raivad by us, the words of the Raivad is, Sugya de Shmaisen Muchach that you need Chalitza. It's like the Rosh, Shurdik, it's not here, it's Gemara and Soita. It's like the Rosh, yeah, Machlekes HaSugyas. The Raivad meant that the Soita is Muchach that you need Chalitza. By us, like a state that you don't need Chalitza. And the Raivad passes like the Sugya and Soita. And I learn like the Rosh, and there's no Machlekes. This is a Suffolk, this is a Vada. Now, when the Rosh brings the Raivad, he says like this: Kosav Raivad, Besugya de Shmaisin Muchach, that you buy Chalitza. Zokta Velava Shmaisin Koamar. He doesn't mean our Sugya. The Beshmaisin Muchach, that she's Potter von Chalitza. Where is Shmaisin Muchach, that she's Potter von Chalitza? The Rosh says, when the Raivad meant, he meant in Soita Muchach, you need. By us, now, Machlek is a Sugya. The Raivad never said it. The Raivad says, Sugya de Shmaisin. But out the Rosh, he means by us. And the Raivad says that by us is Muchach, that you need Chalitza. The Rosh says, no, Sugya de Shmaisin Muchach, and by us it's Muchach that you don't need Chalitza. So Al-Kochor, the Raivad meant Sugya and Soito, and he didn't want to Mechalek, Sofek, and Vadai, he learned both of them have to Maksibo Ke'arayis, but made the Machlekes HaSugyas, we pass like the Sugya by us, like the Sugya did, not the Sugya here, but made the Raivad is Machmir. But the Raivad says Sugya de Shmaisin. Malton come to Miyash of the Raivad. The Vav we say Mechan the Rosh. Zog the Rosh, it cannot be that the Raivad meant our Sugya. The Besugya de Shmaisin Muchach, that you part of from Chalitza. Where is Muchach Besugya de Shmaisin from part of Chalitza? Where is Muchach? The Teretz is. It's Muchach twice. But let me again put Keseda. Let me lay in the Lashon HaGemora inside. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav, Tzor HaSoito HaSuro, my time at Tumak Sibu Ke'arayis. Again, we don't know. Chalitza or not, doesn't say. Meizem Rav Chisda. Rab Shimon Oimer, Biyosor Chalitzosoy Me'ochiv Shel Rishoin Poiteret Tzoroso. What is the aloche? A person went to Medina Sayom and his wife thought that he died, so she married someone else and he came back. So she's a Zoyna. No, Be'etzim, she's a Oynes. She's allowed to go back to her husband. But Chazal made a knas that if she goes to someone else and her husband comes back, she loses her husband. Like this would be Daikyo Minsaveh. Chazal would koinis her. that if she marries someone else and the husband comes back, we want her that she will be scared and she will check before she goes to get married. Remember, they were kind of secure, she's a zayna. So now what is that? The husband that she married, I mean, he's not a husband, he's a man. She was a shesish. And the husband, even though she was ba'inus, because she thought the husband died, she's a surah lebaila. Now the husband dies. She didn't get a get yet from the original husband, and the husband dies. So she needs chalitza. She needs yibum. So Rab Shimon holds, you could do yibum. Why? They were kind of sir from this husband that she will lose her husband. You know, if you marry someone else, your husband comes back, you can't go back to your husband. Aber legabi the yibum, they didn't make a knas. So Rab Shimon holds, you could do a yibum, and everyone is potu. Rab Shimon, Rabbanan holds, no. Herself, we made her kilu, she's a zayna. But the tzara, she's not a real tzara soita, because ba'etzem this lady is not a soita. The wakain is this lady, that if the husband comes back, she's also. But the gabi the tzara, so the tzara could do yibum. So frek di gemore, chalitzoso, Rab Shimon name, be also chalitzoso, mishachim shel rishoin, poiter tzara also. And Rabbanon holds like Rashi, that for sure the tzara could do yibum. So how Rab says that tzara soita asura? Stay down that the tzara could do yibum. So Gemara, what do you want? Amin lo chano soita de raisa, at amar li sofik de rabbanon, dir et stama takone, because maybe the husband will come back. So they will not coin as the tzora. Aber by us, the tzora is potu. So the moment of the ko arila, maiko arila, where you didn't know that it's an under a sugya, because some are called the token rabbanon kein de raisa token. So this is the Gemara. The feed away, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And the feed this way is no shaykhis to tzora chalitza. A simple kasha. Rab said tzora soita asura, you're not allowed to marry the tzora. Dalton stated, you're allowed to marry the tzara. Reb Shimon holds you're allowed to marry her herself. But even if you're Rabbanon, you're allowed to marry the tzara. For Rabbanon holds you're allowed to marry the tzara. For Rabbanon holds you're allowed to marry the tzara, I'll call Rabbanon holds that it doesn't patter. If Rabbanon holds that it doesn't patter, how Rav said that it patters? The Talmud says, a gzeira de Rabbanon, they were not goyzer. Feed that, there's no shaykhim. So, Hashem Gemara. They had a kash on Rav, how you could do even to the tzara. The Talmud says, this is the oinus, it's a takon of the Rabbanon, they were not goyzer. Pasha. But let me get a top weiter. Teisves brings down this Rashi's pshat. Maybe later we'll see Teisves inside. Frank Teisves, so you want to tell me that the Gemara had a tzad that every soita could do yibum? How Rav says that she cannot do yibum lefi Reb Shimon, she could do yibum. Don't mistake lefi Reb Shimon at least that you could do yibum, right? Reb Shimon holds biyosach alitzoso poiteretzoroso. How you have a tzad? And the Gemara answers, no, the Rabbanon is different. But in the Havamini that we didn't know that the Rabbanon is different. The Fida Havamini that we didn't know that the Rabbanon is different. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, how we see there that Biyosin Chalitzasa Peteret Tzorosa, we see there that the Tzorita is not Potu. Frank Teisves, Pashtet Nish. Frank Teisves, I don't understand. As a Mishnah in Tzorita, that Tzorita Sofek also is not allowed to do Yibum. So what do you want from Rav? Ask the Kasha and the Mishnah and Saita. In the Mishnah and Saita state that by Saita Sofik you don't do Yibum. Saita Sofik you don't do Yibum. As they state in the Mishnah and Saita. That by Saita Sofik you don't do Yibum. If Saita Sofik you don't do Yibum, as they state in the Mishnah and Saita, so why did you state that she's allowed to do Yibum? So Taisa says two Pshatim. But the Yisrael of both of the Pshatim is like Taisa is the Gemara meant to ask Andre Kasha. Lefi Rav that she's potu fun chalitze. If she's potu fun chalitze, so then Chazal will never metaken that the mokim de rabbonon she could do yibum. If midei raisa she could have done chalitze, so the rabbonon she could do yibum. But if midei raisa she cannot do chalitze, rabbonon will not be metaken. As I state thesis. Le Rav porich the mashvilei ke'er ve lesoito upturo af min chalitze. These are the words that we need. So the second big line. Ve'oy nemer Rabbeinu Yitzchok the davka le'rav porich the mashmeli ke'er ve'lesoito uptur af min achalitza. So Taisus l'mshad that the kash is on Rav. Rav said that is potu michalitza. If she's potu michalitza, and the Mishnah did, she will not do yibum. Why we have to see the Taisus? Zog the Rosh. So the Gemara stayed klar that was pasha to the Gemara that lefi Rav you potu from the chalitza. So this is the first raya from the Rosh. It's not a starke raya because Rashi learns the sugya different. But no, when the Rosh said, Beshmaisin Muchach, that she's potu von Chalitze, he meant two rayas. One raya from the Gemara's Kashe, Biyosem Chalitzoso Peteret Tzoroso, And Tesis explains that the Gemara means to ask only al Rav that holds that she's potu from Chalitza, why Chazal will not be metaken dir, also she will be potu. Thus is Akasha. So it's Muchach in the Gemara that you potu from Chalitza. Again, but if you're Rashi, this Raya is not a Raya, because it's a different way to learn the Gemara. So this Kasha, we could leave, it's not such a stark Kasha. The main Raya of the Rosh is the next three lines of the Gemara. Lama said the next three lines of the Gemara. And I want, because this is Be'etzel, do you say that word? Meisiv Rav Ashi. Nichneso imola seiso v'shoamo kidei tumo. Asuro lebeiso. Asuro lechol betrumo. V'imeis choyletzes v'loi misya be'emes. What is the Gemara's Kasha? Rav, you said Tzora Soito Asuro. The Gemara brings the famous Mishneh from Soito Sofek. So what is the Kasha? What is the Kasha in Rav? Rav said Tzora Soito Asuro. No, it's a Mishneh. Nichnesayimu leseiser. Asuro lebal. Asuro leboyel. V'imeis choyletzes v'lei misya bemes. So what is the Kasha in Rav? Shteded, you can't do Yibum. What is the Kasha? Rav said, Tzora Soito Asuro. Frank di Gemara Akasha, Meisiv Rav Ashi. How you said, Tzora Soito Asuro. Nichneso imo la seiso, Veshoaso imo kidei tumo. Asuro lebeiso. Asuro lechol betrumo. Vimeis choyletzes, veloi misya bemes. What is the Kasha? Rav said also she's Asur. Zog the first Rashi in Amud Beis. Veloi misya bemes, the Rashi inside. Time and before she came to Soito. How the Ravid could say that what? How the Ravid could say that by us you have to do Chalitza? The Gemara is asking a Kasha and Rav. Rav, how you said that Tzora Soito Asuro stayed in Mishneh, Choyletzes v'lei misya bemes? What is the Kasha? Zog Rashi Amud Beis, Rav said that she's potu mi'ibum v'chalitze, and stayed in Soito Sofi that she does Chalitza. And the Gemara answers that you say that the Rishonim. What Taisa says, it's a Gemara. Taisa himself said, K'damrin elekamon. Soita Sofek is no Tumak Sibu Kearayas, she's Choyletzes. Soita Vadei, Tumak Sibu Kearayas, she's not Choyletzes. So, this is Be'etzem, the Tzurs of the Shmaise, the way the Rosh is Maimidusi. So, noch Eimol, Tzomidus Klo. The Rishonim learn, Be'etzem, it's a Gemara Lomud Beis, that the Yesoid of Rav, that she's Ke'erve, she's Potu Me'ibu V'chalitze, Soita Vadei. Soita Sofek is Choyletzes, V'loi Misya Bemes, is no Tumak Sibu Kearayas. Poshe. The Ravid learns, even Soita Vada is Choyletzes. Why? Ilu Yisrael Lebal, Svor and the Gemara. So the Rosh said, the Ravid never meant our Gemara, and our Gemara is Mefurish, and this Gemara is Kasha, that she's Choyletzes, that she's not Choyletzes. This was Gemara's Kasha. The Ravid meant the Gemara in Soita, and even that it's a Soita Sofek, the Ravid learns, Soita Sofek also to Maximo Kearayas, Soita Vada also to Maximo Kearayas, she's a Machlekes of Choyletzes. The Sugadir holds, you Yarshan the issues of the Baal, the Mele Choyletzes. The sugi by us holds you don't yarsh the issues of the Baal, but merely you're not chiletzes. I think this is Dvarim Pshutim, the way the Rosh puts down the sugi. Aber azay lom again, one more step. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam, Reb Chaim, all of them say that a Soita Sofek doesn't patter the Tzora Bichlal. Not from Yibum and not from Chalitza. Right? Soita Vadai patters Yibum and Chalitza and Peter Tzorosa, if you all the Rishonim. Soita Sofek, she herself is a Mishneh. Nichnas Soima la Seiser, Choyletzes v'lei Misya Bemes. But she doesn't patter the Tzora. Why she doesn't patter the Tzora? Zogt Reb Chaim, because there's no Tumo Ksiv Bo Kearayas, it's only Le'acher v'lei Le'yavam, it's only Kal V'choymer, it doesn't patter the Tzora. To patter the Tzora, you need to be a Erve. When I say pass in the Shulchan Aruch and Kufa in Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, when I say pass in the Rambam, that Soito Sofek doesn't part of the Tzorah. So these are the halachas that we have. Soito Vadai, if all of the Rishonim Ptur Meimu V'chalitza Poiter Tzoroso Kemoiso, Soito Sofek, Shir Yosof Chilatzes Ulai Mis Yabemes, Tzoroso Mit Yabemes. Zog de Goen in Shulchan Aruch and Kufa in Gimel, Ois Yud Aleph, that lefi the Raivet, even that he was a makel and say to vadai that he said that she needs chalitza. Lefi the raivet zog the goen, say to sofek pat is the tzor. Lefi the raivet sofek soito pat is the tzor. Not from yibum, not from chalitza. Chalitza even say to vadai lefi the raivet needs chalitza. Aber say to vadai say to sofek. Dahin lefi the raivet aloch is like this. Lefi all the rishonim. Soito vadai potu meibum bechalitza, tsorosa kemoisa. Soito sofek, pturu meibum bechalitzes, tsorosa mityabemes. Lefi all the rishonim. Soito vadai pturu meibum bechalitza, tsorosa kemoisa, in ganzen, pturu meibum bechalitza. Soito sofek, chalitzes ulei misyabemes, tsorosa mityabemes. Lefi the raivet. Soito vadai, chalitzes ulei misyabemes, tsorosa, chalitzes ulei misyabemes. Soito sofek, chalitzes ulei misyabemes, and tsorosa also chalitzes ulei misyabemes. Shaila is why the Raivet became a machmer pitam. Why the Raivet became a machmer? Mechates? No, we explained yesterday, we started to explain, that the Cheshbon is very poshut. It's not even a Shtigal Teira, this is Minei Bebei. This Minei Bebei has to be as a Cheshbon. Lefi all of the Rishonim, Soita Vadai, Tumaksibo Kearayas. She's out. Tsarosa, Kemoisa. Soita Sofek, she's not a Tumaksibo Kearayas. So the male, choletzes, ulei misyabem, tzoroso, she's not a tzoros erve. Only tzoros erve is potu. So like the Magen Mishnah, tzoros chai velavim is not potu. Tzoros chai v'seseh is not potu. She's not potu. Lefi the raivet, tu moksim bo kearayes, says, sayin asofik soito, sayin asvalai soito. Both of sugis are the same. That's the way the Rosh learns. Both of them talking about both. Just what? One of them holds ilu isa lebal, one of them doesn't hold ilu isa lebal. So the Gemara in Soita holds, even that she's a erve, aber chiletzes v'lei misyabemes, the sugin in Yavamis holds, she's potter and ganser. We said this is the issues of the Baal, this is the posuk and the Yavam. So lefi the Raivet, that Soita Sofek also has two maksibo kearayas. Soita Vada also has. This is the reason the Raivet says lefi the Rosh, the same ptur and chiyuv of chalitzev, the sugin in Soita, applies in Yavamis. Because it's the same thing, Sofek and Vada are the same. Why the Gemara said chalitza? Because ilu yisu lebal milo yiboy yeget hash to boy chalitza. The same svara legav yisoy tovada. Because both of them have tumor. This is the way the Rosh says. B'meile zog de goen. If soy to sofik has a tumor like a soy tovada. Nu so azev yisoy tovada patos de tzora mi ibu. Soy to sofik will also patur. This is the chashman. The goen, it has to be. The goen is muchach. Lefi the rishonim, soy tovada is a erva. Ptur en ganzen. She's a erva, she's ptur en ganzen. She patters the tzor. She's a erve, she's potter and ganzen, she patters the tzor and ganzen. So the sofik is bichlav mishken erve. She's bichlav mishken erve, chalitzes v'lei misyabemes. She's bichlav mishken erve, she's chalitzes v'lei misyabemes. Now, tzoroso, chayeves in yibum and ganzen. Lefi the raivet, both of them are erve. Even so, the chalitzes v'lei misyabemes, why? Because even when it's a erve, it's a svore ilu isa lebal, because the erve is written on the bal and he yarshes it. Aber legabe to pata de tzoro, both of them are the same. This is the reason that lefi the raivet, it became a chumra. Because the raivet learned, sugi and soita, sugi by us, it's the same sugi. Both of them is a erve, both of them need chalitza, even that they're erve, because ilu isa lebal, b'mele, both of them pata de tzoro. There's no difference, the sugi by us and the sugi and soita. I think this cheshbon is very poshut. In this cheshbon is very poshut. The problem is, and here we'll start to see the light. Chuvas mamish, I think it's when it's poshut. The golish gizok, but the goyen even didn't feel that he has to be marich. So that's poshut. The lefi the raivet is the same. In the ramo, it's not mashma like the goyen. And the ramo is mashma that the raivet holds that sofek soito doesn't part of the tzor. The goyen in kufa and gimel. So if Yudalef is mashma in Ramo, the Ramo doesn't say, the Ramo only says Soito Vadai, Soito Sofik is mashma in the Ramo that doesn't part of the Tzor. So Nochamo. We have the Shitas Al Rishoinim, Soito Vadai, Potom Ibu Bechalitza, Poter Tzoroso. Soito Sofik, Choletzel Emis Yabemes, Veloi Poter Tzoroso. The Goen Lefi the Raivet, Evi Soito Vadai, Choletzel Emis Yabemes, because Ilu Yisil Ebal, Soito Sofik is exactly the same Ilu Yisil Ebal, and both of them part of the Tzor. The Ramo says, as he's meduik in the Ramo at least, the Ramo is like this. soito vadai lefi de raived choyletzes velemis yabemes poiter etzoros. First, I have the din. Soito vadai choyletzes velemis yabemes. Soito vadai choyletzes velemis yabemes poiter etzoros. Kamoiso choyletzes velemis yabemes. Soito sofek choyletzes velemis yabemes. Aber soito sofek doesn't part of the tzoros. Because he only brings Saita Vadai. Saita Sofek doesn't part of the Tzorah. And the Shaila, why? Becheshman, Lefi the Raived, if both of them Tumak Sibu Kearayas, and both of them have to have Chalitza, there's no difference Saita Vadai and Saita Sofek. Again, you have to know why the Goyen learns that there's no difference. Because if there's a difference, the Raived can't ask the Kasha from Saita to Yavamis. Does the Sofek, does his Vadai? The Tzorah is, the Raived learns, both of them are the same. One thing, from where the Goyen is coming. All of this, Balabatish. The Raibit said it's a stira soito, masechta soito, so masechta yivomis. The Teret says, machlekis asugis, I pass it like soito. What is the stira? Does the sofik, does the vada? In the Raibit, everything is the same. Zog the Goyen, if everything is the same, both them part of the Torah. But the Ramo zog nishtase. The Ramo zog that lefi the Raibit, soito vadai, patos the Torah meibu, sotvek soito doesn't pater meibu. Lefi the Raibit. Well, it doesn't part of the cloud, the Torah. Why? The Teretz is, I'll tell you, this is Mamash Emes. We'll see in a second how it's Muchach. The Teretz is, the Ramon learned the Raived, Azevi the Raived learned the Raived, Nisht Azevi the Rosh learned the Raived. I mean to say the words of the Raived. Now I'll tell you, it's so Emes, I don't understand why you didn't shtel and talay. The Raived starts and says like this, Sugya de Shmaisin Muchach, in our sugi, I have a raya that soito vadai choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Right? All of the rishonim start that soito pturum yibum vechalitze. All of the rishonim start that the soito is pturum yibum vechalitze. They start all of the rishonim. The raivet says sugi de shmaisin muchach choyletzes veloy misyabemes. When the raivet says sugi de shmaisin, Zevi, what means sugi de shmaisin? Sugi de soito or sugi do? Suge de Shmaisin, by us means Shmaisin. Suge de Shmaisin means by us. Right? Suge de Shmaisin means by us. Maskim or not? Was I enough to say? I'll bring you a raya that it means by us. First, I think Suge de Shmaisin means Shmaisin, not Shmaisin the Soito. Aber Much, what's the Lashon HaRaived? What is the Lashon HaRaived? Suge de Shmaisin, Muchach, Shecholetzes veloy misyabemes. If it means Masech Pesoito, I don't think you write Muchach. Kosuv Sham Choletzes Vulei Misyabemes. Right? So, in Nichnas Oimu Lasei, so Choletzes. What is Sugi de Shmaisin Muchach de Choletzes? It's Meforesh She Choletzes. If it's going on the Gemara and Soito, you write Sugi de Shmaisin Muchach She Choletzes Vulei Misyabemes. And Sugi de Soito state, Nichnas Oimu Lasei, Choletzes Vulei Misyabemes. And Soito state, Choletzes v'loy misyabemes. So if you're going in the Sugi and Soito, you don't say, it's mashmadir that Choletzes v'loy misyabemes. And the Sugi and Soito state, klal, Choletzes v'loy misyabemes. The Teretz says, the Ramon learns Dvorim Kipshuto. Sugi de Shmaisin, Choletzes v'loy misyabemes, means Yevomes daf yudalef amudalef. And where it's Muchach, the Muchach, the Raivet had two rayas from our Gemara that Soito Vadai Choletzes Veloy Misyabemes. Not like the Rabban Rashbo Ritman Alv Rishonim and Teisves that she's Turim Eibu Mechalitze. So the Raivet Sugi the Shmaisin Muchach Shecholetzes Veloy Misyabemes. What is the raya? The first raya he had Tzora Soito Asuro. Why does it say Pturo? Oisois we know means Asura leyabem v'tzricho lachloitz. The Ramban asked the kasha. The Ramban gifrek the kasha. Zog the Raivet, I have a teretz. She's choletzes. Second raya. Why we spoke about the tzoro? Why we didn't speak about her? The teretz by her is no chidush. Saita Sofek is also choletzes v'lei misyabemes. Lefi all of the rishonim that Rav was mechadesh that she's potu meibum v'chalitze. So you have a kasha. Rav, speak it out. Like the Ramban, why Rav didn't speak it? Speak it out. Speak it out. She's Turim Eibu Vechalitza. The Torah says it's not what Rav came to say. Rav came to say that the Torah is potu. She herself is Choletzes Veloy Misyabemes. So Shlav Aleph, Der Reibet lernt auch gemorre, zuge ihr, der schmeiß ihn nicht hier bei Soito. Als zuge Holz, even der Tumaxibe kein Reis bei Soito, aber sie ist heute letztes, weil er mich ja bemes. Why? Eloise le Baal, mille bei ihr geht, hasch und ami bei ihr geht, das heißt zwar auf die gemorre in Soito, aber zuge ihr, der schmeiß ihn muchach. Und go weiter. Sagt ihm der Rosh, how you could say like this, that in our zuge jetzt muchach, you have nice to the Yuki. Asuro! Shane Diuk. Choylem, Peter et Zoroso, a Shane Diuk. The Rosh said, I hold that in our sugi is muchach, that she's potter from Chalitza. What was the rise of the Rosh? In the first raya we said, it's only the way Tesis learns the sugi. The way Rashi learns the sugi from Holach Bailo is no raya. But we'll go to the second raya, and look how the Rishonim speak it out clear. What was the raya of the Rosh? That our sugi, the loike arrived, that our sugi stayed that you potter from Chalitza also. What was the raya from the Rosh? Let me send the Gemara noch abol. Meisiv Rav Asi, nichnes Rav Ashi, nichnes so imo la seiser. Vesho'a so imo kedei tumo. Asuro le beisa, asuro lechel betrumo v'imeis. Choyletzes v'lei misya b'emes. So what is the kasher? Rashi explained what you want from Rav. No, Rav said, she's potu ful chalitze. Don't state that you have to have chalitze. And the Gemara answers, it's a different subject of Vadai. But if the raya that Vadai also needs chalitze, what was the Gemara's kasher? This was the raya. Zog de Meiri and the Ritvo, the Raivet learns the Gemara's Kasha different from Rashi. Very poshut. Frag the Gemara, Nichnes o imo la seiso, Vesho'a so imo kedei tumo, Asuro le beiso, Asuro le echel betrumo, Vimes choletes ve lemis ya bemes. Why it doesn't say, Vepoiteres zoroso? Why it doesn't say, Vepoiteres zoroso? You have a list. Why it doesn't say the poiter is tzoroso? Is there a raya that she doesn't battle the tzoro? Does it give them the gemara's kasha? Oh, my Rav, tzoroso ito asuro. You're saying it's a doichak. The Fina Rishonim, I think it's a bigger doichak. Rav never spoke about chalitze. We have to guess that he also meant chalitze. And we ask, oh, my Rav, tzoroso ito asuro. Mistom, he meant also chalitze. Chava kasha, as I frankly, na kasha. The Fina Rav, the gemara is glat. The gemara is glat. Fakert! Oma Rav Tzora Soito Asuro! As hey! Why say the Sofek doesn't say that she patters the Tzora? And what would be the Teretz of the Gemara? What is the Teretz of the Gemara? Soito Sofek is different. So now we have an offer in the Gemara that Sofek Soito doesn't patter the Tzora. So Lefid Arrived is the Gemara as David Ramo. A Gemara de Loike Agoen. It's a Mamish Minakotze Elakotze. Lefid Arrived, Sugi de Shmaisin Muchach. That soito vadai is choyletzes. Because the Gemara said asuro. The Gemara said poiter et zoroso. Sugi de shmaisin is muchach. That soito vadai is choyletzes. The two diyukim. Why we spoke about the tzoro? Why we said asuro? Frag the Gemara akashe. So why soito sofek doesn't patter the tzoro? The Mishnah shein asuro lebailo. Asuro leboyel. Asuro lechel betruma. Mes choyletzes vlei mis yabemes. Why it doesn't say that she patters the tzoro? As I talk to me here in the ritvo. And for the Gemara, you know why she doesn't patter the Tzoro? Oma loch Rav, amin aloch soito vadai, tumuksib bo kearayas. Soito sofek doesn't have tumuksib bo kearayas. It doesn't patter the Tzoro. So now the fin arrived, we have a Gemara. Now the fin arrived, we have a Gemara. As what state in the Gemara? State in the Gemara that soito sofek doesn't patter the Tzoro. So come that the machleg is the Ramot. The machleik is a ramo with the goen. It's like a two ways how to learn the raivet. Again, I'm making sense from this chelik. If we're learning like the Rosh, the Hainu, the Rosh learns all the rishonim, tumuk sibuk arayis only in a vadai, she's potter in ganzen, she patters in ganzen. Frank the Gemara said the Sofek doesn't have tumor. If it doesn't have tumor, she herself is chelitzes, and she herself bichlal doesn't patter the tzora. This is the rishonim. The Raivet learns the Fide Rosh. Both sugyas have two maksibuk arayis. Our sugya patters in ganzen, sugya and soita doesn't patter. But both of them have two maksibuk arayis. La aloch we pass that even two maksibuk arayis, it needs chalitze. Ober, zog de goyen, if two maksibuk arayis, it has to patter the tzor. Argimore was going and say to Vada, and Argimore holds, you patter in ganzen. This is the way the goyen learns. Mele, the Fide Raivet, two maksibuk arayis goes also on a sofek. If it goes also on a Sofek, it patters the Tzor. Only from Yibum, not from Chalitza. This is the Goyen, and he's Kamin Chayma. When you hear the Goyen, it's Kamin Chayma. The Ramos says, I'm learning the Ravid Kipshutoi. Suge the Shmaisin Bayos. Even if Tumak Sibuka Reis, you need Chalitza. Frank the Gemara from Saito Sofek. Say Gemara, Saito Sofek. Why is it doesn't patter the Tzor? And here you patter the Tzor. And for the Gemara, there's no Tumak Sibuka Reis. The man doesn't patter the Tzor. The mail is mefurish gemara that doesn't batter the tzor. What's in the nekudas of machlekes? The nekudas of machlekes is lefin the rosh that the rabbi learned that everything is the same because the rabbi never spoke in our sugi. He spoke there, so everything is the same. Everything has tuma, so everything has to batter the tzor. Just our sugi holds is no p'tur chalitza. The sugi there holds p'tur chalitza, but lefin the rabbi is the same sugi. Because if not, both the rabbi is asking for one to each other. Lefin the ramo, the rabbi knows. So the topic is different. He never spoke in the Sugya in Saito. He spoke in the Sugya by us. And the Sugya by us, like the Raivet, even though she's part of me, even she needs Chalitza because Ilu Isa Lebal, the Svoz that we said. And the Gemara is asking Akasha, why Saito Sofik doesn't battle the Tzoro? And the Gemara answered, because Saito Sofik doesn't have to Maksimu Karais. The Fidel Rosh, the Raivet learns, Saito Sofik has to Maksimu Karais. Saito Sofik and Saito Vada is the same. The Hikshos Tiras Asugis, Veloy Ola Bedaitos of the Rosh, Lechalik, Mitzvah Devada, Lechalik, Mitzvah Devada, the only Chalik is that the Sugya there holds the Tumas and the Baal. Bemela, I need to get like a Chalitza like the Baal. The Sugya by us learns different. The Tumas and the Yav, Bemela Potur in Gans. Bemela, Zog the Goyen, Becheshvin is, if it's the same, Avadat will Pato the Tzor. Mashaengin the Ramon learns, the Rabbit never said it's the same. Sofik Soito is no Tumaksiba Karayas, it's a new Parsha. The Rebbe never said that to Maksimu Karayis and the Seita Sofik. He was never chaylik in the Rambam. The man is she's only part of a chalitza and she doesn't patter the tzora. Seita Vanei to Maksimu Karayis. To Maksimu Karayis to patter the tzora. A bechalitza you need because Ilu Yisa Lebal. And the Gemara's kasha was, Maishno Seita Sofik that doesn't patter the tzora and here you patter the tzora. And doesn't go for the Taras in the Gemara. Says Mamish Apelet. When you hear the Goyen, says Mamish Klor Azevi the Goyen. When you learn the Sugya Azevi the Ramo, says Mamish Klor Azevi the Ramo. Come again, one more step. And Be'etzem, everything what we said, we'll see later, the Goyim and Ois Yud Beis, not in the Ravid. In the Ravid, he went like the Rosh. He didn't say the Shtikl Teirah. The Goyim himself was Mechamet the Ganze Shtikl. There's a Ramban here. The Ramban, let me get the Tamsis Advorim from the Ramban. The Ramban Be'etzem comes in the Kashi from Allah Rishoyim. Bayos, look the Ramban, Tzor HaSoito, Asuro, Mashma, Potu, from Yibum, Bechalitza, and Gantz. And the Gemara in Soito steht nicht da sei. You need Chalitza. Kashi from Allah Rishoyim. Allah Rishoyim. The Kashi from the Gemara Be'etzem. Why Bayos, you Potu, and Gantz? And the Gemara, dear. So when the Ramban starts like this. If Bayos, you Potu, and Gantz. Like Rashi, Tesis Rishonim. Why the Gemara said, Tzora Soito, Poitere Tzoroso? Why the Gemara didn't speak on herself? That she's Potum Yibum Vechalitza? This is what Be'etzem we said, it was the Rai of the Raivid, that the Gemara doesn't hold like the Rishonim. I say it's on the Ramban. Bedinu, the Lehavel Ashminen, Soito Atzmo, Midichsib Botumo, Iftur Amichalitza. Bedinu, that the Gemara had to say, that Soito herself, she's Potum Yibum Vechalitza. Frekter, aber die Gemara in Saito said, the Saito Sofek needs a chalitze. Ilu Yisrael Baal. So what is the difference? Why Saito Sofek you say a svore Ilu Yisrael Baal, and here you don't say it? Says, what you tell me, Tumak Sibo Kearayas? You write a Tumak Sibo Kearayas. Oh, but the Baal in the Saito needs a get. Even that it's a erva. Right? Even that the Saito is the erva and her husband, she needs a get. So why the Yavan doesn't need a chalitza? He says, I know, there is no Tumak Sibo Kearayas, by us you have Tumak Sibo Kearayas. Oh, but the Svore is a glatter Svore. The husband herself, even when she's Mezana, needs a get. So if the husband needs a get, the Saito will need a chalitza. How it could be that the Saito herself, the Elver herself, needs a get? She doesn't leave without a get. And the Yavan will not need a chalitza? As I frag the Ramban. Zog the Ramban, I want to say a different pshat. The Efshar lo imar hazeh. Rav learns that what the Soito is potur for Yibum v'chalitze is not because Tumak Sibo Kearayas. It's not too maksibah ka'arayis. You know why she's potter from Yom Chalitza? The reason she's potter from Yom Chalitza is because Rav Darshan's a pasuk. Le'acher ve'loy le'yovel. Gzeres ha'kosu. Ve'holcha ve'oysa li'ish acher le'acher ve'loy le'yovel. And Rav even didn't speak it out in our masechta here. This Rav knew somewhere. Le'acher ve'loy le'yovel. Rav Bayos only spoke in a second knesh. Why she patters the Torah? Why she patters the Torah? To maksib bo ke'arayis. So the Ramban, so our Gemara is kilu missing a piece. You ask Rav, why Saita is patur mi'ibum v'chalitza? Le'acher ve'loy le'yovel. Why she's patur mi'ibum v'chalitza? Le'acher ve'loy le'yovel. This is the reason she's patur mi'ibum v'chalitza. Voice of Alcha Lish Acher, Le Acher Velo Leyavo, as if he ironies, as Potom Yimu Bechalitze, Rat Lunch is Potom Yimu Bechalitze, Le Acher Velo Leyavo. So what Rav came to say by us? He didn't bring the right pasuk. So yeah, in a chanam, he didn't bring the right pasuk. Rav by us meant to say, why she patters the tzoro? Because tumuk sibu ke arayas. So Rav is not discussing the whole thing. Rav is discussing only one chayle. Rav is only discussing one chayle. Why she patters the tzor? This is what Rav is discussing. Not why she's potum even v'chalitza. What Rav is talking about is why lemaise she's potum. Why she patters the tzor? So that is in the lashon of Ramban. The efshor the svira le Rav command the dorish le'acher v'loy le'yovel. V'darish le'iu legamri lifter min chalitza v'yibu. V'kevon d'chsib batumo ke'arayes. Mar arayes tzorosem kemoisom, avzu tzorosem kemoisom. So it's like the Rav has two pieces. One reason, how you know she's part of Yibum v'chalitza, le'acher ve'loy le'yovam, part of Yibum v'chalitza. Le'acher ve'loy le'yovam, part of Yibum v'chalitza. How you know tzorosem kemoisom? To maksibo ke'arayes. Zog the Ramban, if you what I'm saying now is gishmak. So what is the chidush of Rav? Vedai ke lishne de Rav. Omar Rav. Tzorasoito asuro. Why didn't he say pturo? He's not talking about the ptur. The ptur is le'acher v'loy le'yovel. He only wanted to be mechadesh this chidush. That the tzoro could answer the tzoro. Tu maksibo ke arayis. Rav never discussed the ptur of Yibo v'chalitze. Rav only said tzoro could pater the tzoro. Tu maksibo ke arayis. What? What she's part of, the Torah is part of. But this is not the Chiddush of Rav. This is the get to Acher v'Loy le'yovel. Why she's part of Yibum v'chalitza? Why she's part of Yibum v'chalitza? This is not the Chiddush of Rav. That's why he's talking to Ramban. So we have a Ramban that says a new mahalach. Dainu, he's masking with Rashi and Tesfos and all of the Rishonim that in our sugya you part of Yibum v'chalitza and Gansan. He's masking. But what is the Chiddush of Rav? The Chiddush of Rav, not that you potter me'ibu b'chalitza, the Chiddush of Rav is that you potter the tzor. And that's the lishna of the Rav. Very poshut. The Goen in Shulchan Aruch also found this Ramban, an Oif Yud Beis. And he says, if the Ramban learns like this, that the Chiddush is Rav, not that you potter me'ibu b'chalitza, Rav never discussed it. Because two maksib bo ke'arayis doesn't make a difference legabei chalitza. What patters from chalitza is le'acher v'loy le'yovel. Right? So what is the chiddush of Rav? Two maksib bo ke'arayis patters the tzor. I want it to be clear. The Goyen says, state in the Ramban that the fiddle, two maksib bo ke'arayis will not make a p'tur chalitza. Because you have a svor, ilu isa le'baal. You're righteous, Tome. But the Baal alay needs a get. The tzor will not be the chalitza. How much is tome? She's not tome more from the husband. She needs a chalitza. So why she could be part of a chalitza? A different drosha. Le'acher v'loy le'yovel. This is the only drosha that could patter is le'acher v'loy le'yovel. As I said, the Ramban. So why she? What Rav said? Zok the Ramban. Rav said the andere chidush that this lady patters the tzor. Zok the Goyen. If it's so poshut that she herself is part of even b'chalitza. And the chiddush of Rav as tu maksib ke'arayis is only one chiddush that it patters the tzara. And tu maksib ke'arayis cannot patter from chalitza. Tu maksib ke'arayis is only a reason to patter the tzara. Zog the Goen, so how we will learn the Gemara's Kasha Meisiv? Meisiv, Rav Ashi, Nichneso imo la seiser, Vesho aso imo kedei tumo, Asura lebeiso, Asura lechel betrumo, Vimeis choletzes, Vilemis ya beemes. What is the Gemara's Kasha? Lefi the Ramban, what is the Gemara's Kasha? Rav, how you said what? What would be the Gemara's Kasha? We have two ways to learn the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi learns what is the Gemara's Kasha. Lefi Rashi, what is the Gemara's Kasha? How you said that she's potter michalitze, and Mishnah state that she needs chalitze, and what is the Teretz? There's a difference, Sofek and Vada. Lefi the Raivet, what is the Gemara's Kasha? How you said that she patters the Tzoro, do we see that she doesn't patter the Tzoro? The Teretz is a different Sofek and Vada. How the Ramban will have to learn the Gemara's Kasha? Like Rashi or like the Raivet? He cannot learn like Rashi. Lefi the Ramban, Rav never came to say that she's potter mihibum v'chalitza. This you don't know from Tumak Siba Ke'arayis. Tumak Siba Ke'arayis only tells me that Tzorosa Kamoisa. But that she's potter mihibum v'chalitza, this Rav never said. This is Le'acha v'loy Le'yova. What is the Chiddush of Rav? The Chiddush of Rav is that Tzorosa Kamoisa. The Chiddush of Rav is that Tzorosa Kamoisa. This is the Chiddush of Rav. So when the Gemara is coming to ask a Kasha and Rav, what will be the Gemara's Kasha and Rav? What will be the Gemara's Kasha and Rav? Rav, how you said what? That she potter from Chalitza? And Reise steht nicht dazu? Rav never spoke about Chalitza? You will have to learn Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. What is the Gemara's Kasha? Like the Raivet. Meis, as I said, go. Meis, Rav Ashi, nichnas imo la seisa. Vesho aso imo kedei tumo. Asur le beisa, asur lechel betrumo. Vimes choy leetzes vulei misya bemes. And it doesn't say that it patters the tzoro. Rav, you said that it patters the tzoro. And the Gemara will answer. Soito vada, he says tumo. Tumo patters the tzoro. If it doesn't say tumo, it doesn't patter the tzoro. This is the way to learn the Gemara. As I said, go in, and ois yud beis. ולא שפור שתהיה פטור מחליצה. כאמר אלו הקסיב לאחר הלו, כמו שיקוס אב רשי. אלו דה הקושי הוא שלא יטיב תרצורוסה. The kasha was, as they did the raiva. So the goyen himself, כאילו, and that's the raiva himself, the goyen didn't say such a pshat. He learned like the rosh, מחלק את הסוגיס. But the same mahalach that we said בדס הרייבה, that the chidush of rav is, that she patters the tzor, and not just she patters the tzor, and not just she patters the tzor, so the Ramban that learns that Rav was not mechadesh that she's potter mihibum v'chalitza. This we know from Le'acha v'loy Le'yova. What is the chiddush of Rav? The chiddush of Rav is that she patters the tzora. If this is the chiddush of Rav that she patters the tzora, so the Gemara's kasha was on Rav. How you can say that she patters the tzora? How you can say that she patters the tzora? We see there that she doesn't patter the tzora. Why the Mishnah didn't bring it down? And the teretz will be because Saita Sofik doesn't patter the tzora because there's no tumak sibuke arayis, only a Saita Vada. אז זה יזוג דגון. כן זה. אבל זה is one קשה, השטר כקשה. The Ramban has one more line. After he finishes, he says, ופוסק רבינו כרב, שפטור מחליצה ואיבו. והרב רב אברום בן דוד, דרייבד, כוסף, דסוגיה דשמייסין מוכח, שבו היא חליצה. דרייבד, דרוש מינגס דאו, the Raivad learns that you need chalitza. V'somach harav al asug yoshev masech esoito. He meant the Gemara and Soito. Why? Shezu ha-shmua, our Gemara, is muchach that she's potter also from chalitza. From where? No chabot. The Ramban brings down the Raivad that the Raivad said that in our sugi is muchach that you need chalitza. Zog the Ramban, I hold like the Rosh. The Raivad meant masech esoito. Because in our sugya, it's muchach that she's potter from chalitza. From where it's muchach in our sugya? Again, we are masbir that the Raivet said that in our sugya is muchach that you need chalitza. Frek the Rosh, it's not emes. In our sugya state klor that you potter from chalitza. We asked, avu state klor? Fakat, we were looking for it.
We said, yeah, the Gemara asked the Kasha from Saita Sofek. Rashi explained as the Kasha was, Shteit Choletzes V'loi Mis Yabemes, the first Rashi on the base, Shteit Choletzes Mis Yabemes, why Choletzes, Lefi Rav Yipotu V'Chalitze, Ha'ofen the Gemara, that Lefi Rav Yipotu V'Chalitze. Oh, but if it arrived, we said, what is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara means to ask the Kasha, why it doesn't say there that she patos the tzol? Now the Ramban himself, the Goyen explained, also has to learn like that. Because the Chiddush of Rav was what? Now that she's potom Ibu v'chalitza. This you learn from Le'acha v'lai Le'yova. You learn it from Le'acha v'lai Le'yova that you potom Ibu v'chalitza. And Dr. Ramban, the ganze Chiddush in Rav, and the only Chiddush of Rav was what? That Tumo Ksiba Ke'arayas, that she patos the tzor. This is the Chiddush of Rav. The Tumo Ksiba Ke'arayas, she patos the tzor. If this is the Chiddush of Rav, the Tumo Ksiba Ke'arayas, she patos the tzor. So what is the Gemara's kasha on Rav? Rav, how you say that it patos the tzor? And the Braisa say that it doesn't patos the tzor. The Tanakh is the Braisa spoke about the Sofek, I spoke about the Vav. So the Ramban is learning the Gemara, that what is the Shekhlevitar in the Gemara? If she patos the tzor, she doesn't patos the tzor. And the Gemara asks the kasha. How the Ramban could bring the Ravid in the end of the Suya? That the Ravid said that in our Suya is Muchar, that you need Chalitza. Zog the Ramban, he never meant our Sugya. Why? Because Sugya the Shmaisi, and our Sugya is Mefurash that you don't need Chalitza. Where is Mefurash in our Sugya? Where is Mefurash in our Sugya that you don't need Chalitza? What? So it's not a Shmaisi. Shezu Ashmua Mefureshes Lefoto Mechalitza Be'im. This Ramban, if not, we say Andre Teres to learn different in the Ramban. Shteido, as he has a different mahalach in the whole suya, they got with these words in the Rosh. Nahilu. Nahilu. Also, did the Ramban cannot learn like that? I just didn't see the same cheshvin, because the kash is only on the tzor, not on the chalitza. We have be'etzem a Rosh and a Ravid. That the Ravid started and said, Suge de Shmaisen Muchach, you need chalitza. Sucked in the Rosh in Shuldik, and our suya is Muchach Fakert. He moved the Ravid to Masech the Soita. He made Machlekes HaSugyas, we said HaShtikl Teila. We said the Ramban learns no, the Ravid meant our Sugya. And the Ravid learned that is a Raya. We said the Raya was two Diyukim. I, the Rosh, frek the Kasha. So we said the Rosh has Taketul Shein Kashas. From the Gemara later, Lefitesis, or from the last line of the Gemara, that the Gemara is asking from Soita Sofek, and Lefi Rashi, the Kasha is, why is Chalitza there? The Ravid will learn like the Meiri and the Ritva will bring down Bedas Ravid. That the kasha is there, how she patos the tzor. Me'efakel, there's no raya from that gemara. So the Rosh says it's a raya because he's learning like Rashi, and the Ramban, the Ravid holds it's not a raya because he's learning like the Ritva. So that's him. Here this nekudas amachlekes. The Rosh says sugi the shmais and mucha that patos v'chalitze because he learns in the last line in the Amud that the kasha is why choletzes. Rav said not choletzes. Teretz Sofek in Vaday, and the Ravid says fakel. I'm learning in our suya, she needs chalitza. The kasha in the last line of the Gemara was, why she doesn't part of the tzor. Of a suya the shmaisin, we said the Rosh meant the first raya and the second raya. Because the Gemara spoke about chalitza like tesis, of the ikka the second raya, that the Gemara said, why she's chalitzas. Now we have a Ramban, that the Goyen, when he speaks out the Ramban, he learns that the Iker Chiddush from Rav was the Tzoro, and Rav Zog the Goyen Mefurish learned the Shak Levetari and the Suge, like the Meiri and the Ritva, that the Gemara never meant to ask from the Ptur Chalitza. The Gemara never meant to ask. It's not the Chiddush of Rav. It's not the Chiddush of Rav. The Chiddush of Rav that she patos the Tzoro. And on this, the Gemara meant to ask two questions. If she patos the Tzoro, why dear she doesn't patos the Tzoro? If she patos the Tzoro, why Tzoro Seita doesn't patos the Tzoro? As they Zog the Goyen. So we make up that it's a pshat in the Ramban. And the Ramban finishes, Aber mikol makoyim, and our Gemara you will find that she's potter from Chalitza. Now, it's somewhere else in our Sugya that you could find that she's potter from Chalitza. Pashas, we're learning the Rosh said you could find, he meant these two kashas of the Gemara. The Gemara has a kasha Chalitza, a trashi, Rav means that she's not Chalitza, here's the Gemara. And we said a shtikl tere, the Ravid has a different mahalach in the Sugya. And the Ramban, even if he learns the mahalach, like the Ravid, when he finishes the sugya, he says, the Ravid never meant our sugya. Why he never meant it? Because sugya, the shmaisin, shezu ha-shmua mefureshesi, lefotra michalitza ve'ibu. So vice noise, the mefureshes, doesn't mean these two rayas.
I think the Kabbalah Sanhedrin learns like us that the Rosh meant these two rayas. It's not the Pashtas. But in Ramban steht ups noch a sach. We'll stop there.
What?